Hello and welcome to the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison Succomelli. Each week, I'll be taking the science of positive psychology, adding a little humor, and through evidence-based research, provide you with tools and strategies to help you live a life of peace and purpose. In this episode, I will be talking about rejection-sensitive dysphoria. And kind reminder, this podcast is for informational purposes only. This episode is not intended to be a substitute for professional or psychological advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding your condition or well-being. But before we get into the episode, if you're interested, social media links, my website, and other information can be found at thelemontreecoaching.com. You can click the link in the podcast bio. And if you'd like some daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. I post quotes and make book recommendations from time to time. Currently in my reading stack this week, I have Radiant Rest by Tracy Stanley and The 5-Minute Journal. Okay, let's get into this week's episode. This week's topic is thanks to a kind listener who put rejection-sensitive dysphoria on my radar a few weeks ago after listening to the episode on romantic rejection and what it can teach us. And in case you missed it, all episodes are available wherever you listen to your podcasts. Honestly, I had to grab the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and is the handbook used by healthcare professionals in the United States and much of the world as the authoritative guide to the diagnosis of mental disorders. The DSM contains descriptions, symptoms, and other criteria for diagnosing mental disorders. It turns out, and perhaps I haven't heard of this before, because rejection-sensitive dysphoria, or RSD for short, is not yet in the DSM-5, which means RSD is not yet its own specific formal diagnosis. So what does that mean exactly? Let's learn together on this one. First, we need to define sensitive rejection. And according to Psychology Today, sensitive rejection is defined as feeling rejected by a friend, family member, or romantic partner as a universally painful experience. Some individuals, however, feel the sting of rejection much more acutely than others and also have an exaggerated fear of being rejected by those around them. These people are said to be high in a trait known as rejection sensitivity. Someone who does strongly feel the sting of rejection tends to interpret social cues more extremely and devastatingly than others. For example, years ago, I was in the middle of moving from one apartment to another, and a friend of mine had a terrible upbringing, and she brought all of her unresolved maladaptive behaviors and insecurities and so on to her adult friendships and relationships. This particular day, she knew that I was moving that weekend, and I don't know about you, but moving is not something I enjoy, and it's really all you can focus on when you are in the middle of it. Anyhow, this friend started incessantly texting me in the middle of my move, which one, I did not even notice because I was preoccupied with the task at hand, and two, I'm not going to stop moving to text, especially when you pay for trucks and whatnot by the hour to move. But this friend interpreted this as a rejection, and her messages devolved into things like, "What's wrong? Did I do something? Why aren't you responding to my messages?" When she already knew the logical explanation. She still took my lack of a response as an outright rejection. There was nothing special going on with her, nor was she in a crisis of any kind. She was just texting to be texting, apparently, fully aware that I was moving that day. And it's important to note as well that when it comes to rejection sensitivity, there can also be a self-fulfilling prophecy, which I tend to mention frequently in these episodes as well. A self-fulfilling prophecy is an expectation or belief that can influence your behaviors, thus causing the belief to come true. While being rejection sensitive can damage friendships and romantic relationships, it can be just as damaging to tell someone it's all in your head. And the research states that sensitivity to rejection isn't just in someone's head. Evidence suggests that in people high on this trait, feeling rejected triggers physiological changes, including the fight or flight response or the acute stress response that prepares our bodies to fight or flee. And what about rejection-sensitive dysphoria? Dysphoria is the Greek word meaning unbearable, which emphasizes the pain and suffering associated with rejection-sensitive dysphoria. And again, I'll also be referring to rejection-sensitive dysphoria as RSD. In connection with the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, community, some psychologists and clinicians have suggested that especially high levels of rejection sensitivity be classified as rejection sensitive dysphoria, or RSD, as previously mentioned. The current theory is that RSD often co-occurs with ADHD, and for some adults, RSD is so severe that it interrupts their daily lives, which may include forming healthy relationships with friends, family, or romantic partners. And William Dodson is the physician who first used the term rejection-sensitive dysphoria, and you can read a lot of his work on Attitude Magazine, which is spelled ADDITUDE. You can also go to attitudemag.com for additional resources. And again, that's spelled ADDITUDEMAG.com. Attitude with D's .com. Attitudemag.com. Dodson says rejection-sensitive dysphoria is not a formal diagnosis, but rather one of the most common and disruptive manifestations of emotional dysregulation, a common but under-researched and oft misunderstood symptom of ADHD, particularly in adults. Rejection-sensitive dysphoria is a brain-based symptom that is likely an innate feature of ADHD. ADHD is a formal diagnosis found in the DSM-5. And though the experience of rejection-sensitive dysphoria can be painful and even traumatic, RSD is not thought to be caused by trauma. And people with RSD experience severe physical and emotional pain when they become triggered by or encounter real or perceived rejection, which can include the rejection of love, approval, or respect, being teased, criticism, regardless of whether that criticism is constructive or not, or self-criticism resulting from perfectionism or negative self-talk. According to the Cleveland Clinic, research shows that social rejection, even when it's vague or uncertain, causes similar brain activity to pain. They also know that the brain of someone with ADHD doesn't regulate internal communication the same way as the brain of someone without ADHD. The brain areas that filter and regulate signals are not as active, and this means there's less of a filter on brain activity. People with ADHD commonly have trouble processing information from their senses. They often feel overwhelmed by loud noises, bright lights, or sudden changes in their surroundings. And the Cleveland Clinic also states the brain of someone with ADHD might not be able to regulate pain-like activity, which would explain why rejection is so much more troubling and painful to someone with RSD. According to Dr. Dodson, individuals suffering from rejection-sensitive dysphoria may exhibit the following behaviors: sudden emotional outbursts following real or perceived criticism or rejection, withdrawal from social situations, negative self-talk and thoughts of self-harm, avoidance of social settings in which they might fail or be criticized, and for this reason, RSD is often hard to distinguish from social anxiety disorder. Also, low self-esteem and poor perception. Constant harsh and negative self-talk that leads them to become their own worst enemy. And relationship problems, especially feeling constantly attacked and responding defensively. And the Newport Institute adds the following 10 signs of rejection-sensitive dysphoria. 1, having strong people-pleasing tendencies. 2, always expecting rejection. For example, if a boss or romantic partner wants to talk, assuming you'll be fired or broken up with. 3, low self-esteem, extra self-doubt, and negative self-talk. 4, being overcome by sudden outbursts of negative emotions like rage or extreme sadness. 5, experiencing emotions as a physical sensation, as though you've been punched or wounded. 6, difficulty controlling or managing reactions, leading to feelings of shame. 7, finding relationships draining and avoiding intimacy for fear that people won't like you once they get to know the real you. 8, shying away from trying new things or interacting socially due to the fear of disapproval or social rejection. 9, trying to be perfect in order to avoid any chances of failing or disappointing others. And 10, perceiving others' neutral responses as negative or rejecting. In relationships, if your partner is controlling, they may be exhibiting behaviors that are symptomatic of rejection-sensitive dysphoria. It's important to note that everyone does not arrive at RSD in the same manner, but it is your partner's anxiety and fear of losing you that generates this controlling behavior of keeping close tabs on you, constantly telling you what to do, and so on. And if you feel like you are in danger because the controlling behaviors are becoming dangerous, please dial 988 or 911 if you are in immediate danger. Controlling behaviors aren't always outwardly threatening or aggressive. People can be controlled via emotional manipulation as well. Dating with RSD can certainly add additional challenges to dating, including the expected upcoming rejection, which may not even be the case at hand. When dating, individuals with RSD may overthink things they said on the date or ruminate about having done something wrong when this isn't even how they were being perceived. So here's that self-fulfilling prophecy or self-sabotaging that we talked about earlier. These behaviors result from imagined situations and not from reality and tend to drive the partner away. So lots to think about, reflect on, and seek help if needed. And if you think you may have ADHD or RSD and it's disrupting your daily life, you may want to speak with a licensed mental health professional. This person will be able to help you with beneficial strategies specific to you. And kind reminder, this podcast is for informational purposes only. This episode is not intended to be a substitute for professional or psychological advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding your condition or well-being. Okay, so there you have it. In this episode, I talked about rejection-sensitive dysphoria. And recommended readings and references related to this episode include the articles New Insights into Rejection-Sensitive Dysphoria by William Dodson, What is Rejection-Sensitive Dysphoria by Andrea Bonnoir, PhD, Rejection Sensitivity by Psychology Today, AttitudeMagazine.com or AttitudeMag.com, Rejection Sensitive Dysphoria, RSD by the Cleveland Clinic, and Rejection Sensitive Dysphoria, 10 Signs You Might Have RSD and 5 Ways to Manage It by the Newport Institute. And other important resources include the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, dial or text 988 in the United States or 000, the national emergency telephone number in Australia. And if you are interested and would like to receive daily inspiration via social media, you can join the Lemon Tree Coaching community on Instagram at The Lemon Tree Coaching. I post meaningful quotes from my weekly readings and recommend books from time to time. And some of the quotes are related to the episode, but not always. So check it out and see if it's for you. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT store called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. And I've previously mentioned the 16personalities.com assignment and lesson plan that you can download for free. And again, my shop name is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link on my website, thelemontreecoaching.com, or on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. And thank you for listening and have a great week. This is Dr. Allison Succomelli saying it's been a pleasure sharing this space with you. And until next time, have fun, be safe.